It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Green. Here's some breaking news. Texas is big, and it's getting bigger. The Lone Star State has added about 5 million people since the turn of the century, and its population is expected to swell by another 5 million by the year 2020. This week, NPR is examining the dramatic demographic shifts underway in the Lone Star State. We're calling it Texas 2020, a look ahead at the changing faces there and what it could mean for the rest of America. We begin with NPR's Scott Horsley.
In the first decade of this century, the population of Texas grew more than twice as fast as the rest of the country. Former state demographer Steve Murdoch says that's nothing new.
Texas has always been a rapidly growing state. In fact, in every decade since Texas became part of the U.S., it has grown more rapidly than the country.
What is new, says Murdoch, now a professor at Rice University in Houston, is how Texas is growing. Two-thirds of the increase comes from Hispanics, while the population of non-Hispanic whites, the group Texans call Anglos, is barely growing at all. Anglos are no longer the majority in Texas, and Hispanics are expected to outnumber Anglos within about a decade.
Well, the face of Texas is changing from one where non-Hispanic whites were dominant in numbers to one where we're an increasingly diverse population, a multiracial and ethnic population, with lots of dimensions of that.
One dimension is political. Democrats haven't won a statewide election in Texas in almost two decades. But if they could capture a large share of that fast-growing Hispanic population, as they have elsewhere, they'd be a lot more competitive. Steve Munisteri is on the lookout for that. He's the chairman of the Texas Republican Party. And a few years ago, Munisteri started going to Republican National Committee meetings, toting a slideshow about changing demographics and a simple warning for his fellow GOP leaders.
The Republican Party could never win a national election again unless it did a more effective job of reaching more diverse communities. So I think the RNC gets it now, but they certainly should look to Texas as to how to do it.
Last year, Republican Governor Rick Perry helped dedicate a statue outside the Texas Capitol honoring his state's early Spanish and Mexican settlers. Munisteri notes that Perry, George W. Bush, and other Texas Republicans generally fare better with Hispanic voters than Republican candidates elsewhere.
We recognize the importance of the Hispanic community in our state. This idea that the Hispanic voters in Texas overwhelmingly vote Democratic is simply not accurate.
What is accurate is that most Hispanics in Texas don't vote at all. Last year, turnout among eligible Hispanic voters in the state was just 39%, nearly 10 points below the Hispanic turnout nationally, and even further behind the turnout in battleground states like Colorado, Florida, and Virginia. Rui Teixeira of the left-leaning Center for American Progress says that leaves a lot of upside potential for Texas Democrats if they can turn out more of the Hispanic vote.
Every year, the share of Hispanic voters in Texas goes up. If you were able to fully take advantage of that increase, it would actually go some significant way toward turning Texas, if not blue, at least purple.
One factor working against that, though, is the Anglo vote in Texas, which remains overwhelmingly Republican. That's one reason Texas looks so different from other states with big Hispanic populations, like California. Over the last decade, though, hundreds of thousands of liberal white Californians pulled up stakes and moved to Texas, a reversal of the old Dust Bowl migration from the 1930s.
A lot of these people will be importing new views, viewpoints, values into the state of Texas, and it's probably going to moderate that state's Republican leaning and conservative tradition.
Political scientist James Gimple of the University of Maryland has been studying those California transplants. They're not, for the most part, political pilgrims, just people looking for work. But as newcomers leave the Democratic cities of California to settle in Houston, Dallas, and Austin, Gimple says they're helping to tip the balance in Texas towards that state's urban Democratic enclaves.
I don't think you can bring in this many people from these predominantly Democratic areas and Democratic states without it eventually changing your politics.
GOP Chairman Munisteri insists he's not worried to see Democrats eyeing Texas hungrily like a big enchilada. He likens the upcoming contest to a Friday night football game. Texas Republicans have been practicing for years, he says, and now the other team has finally shown up. Scott Horsley, NPR News.